This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Support for Latino USA comes from Odoo. What is Odoo? Well, Odoo is an all-in-one management software with apps for every business need. Odoo has apps for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between, and they're all in one easy-to-use software. And the best part about Odoo? All Odoo apps are integrated, helping you get things done faster and more efficiently. So when you think about business, think Odoo. To learn more, visit odoo.com/latino. That's odoo.com/latino.
My job is just to sell the fantasy. I just like the eyes to go boom, 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 boom when you look at a photo. They may not be the photo selected, but at least like I'm giving you something different, you know, at least something to choose from.
From Futuro Media and PRX, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Today, we strut down the runway into the journey of Jose Hernandez, a queer Chicano model who's challenging mainstream expectations of beauty. The fashion and beauty industries have never been shy about their preferences for tall, thin, young, white cis women. But as massive racial protests have taken place across the world in recent years, the fashion industry has made promises to change. More gender, race, and disability representation on runways, magazine covers, and in their most influential positions behind the scenes. As a queer Chicano model living and working in Los Angeles, Jose Hernandez is among those who are pushing the boundaries of fashion. Inspired by Mexican rancheros and 90s LA street style, Jose's look is instantly recognizable. Glistening brown skin, a furrowed brow, cowboy boots, a tight fade, and a thick, dark mustache. Jose's inspirations aren't typically considered high fashion, but through his modeling, he's shattering those preconceptions. Fashion. Jose's vision for the future of beauty and fashion means more visibility for Latinos, Latinas, and queerness across the board. Jose has modeled on campaigns for Facebook, Grindr, Latina.com, and NYX Cosmetics. He made his runway debut at New York's Fashion Week in the spring of 2019, walking for Willy Chavarria's menswear show. Chavarria himself is a queer Mexican-American designer whose work is inspired by neighborhoods with large immigrant populations, the same neighborhoods where Jose grew up. For this latest installment of our How I Made It series, Jose remembers discovering his passion for modeling while growing up in Southern California. He shares his recipe for the perfect glow, thoughts on merging his culture with his art, and his belief that feeling beautiful is a lifelong process.
My name is Jose Hernandez. On Instagram, people know me as Ese Veco, and my family actually knows me just as Veco. It's like a family nickname. I'm a freelance model, and I live in Southgate, California, and I grew up in Huntington Park, California, which is literally like 15 minutes away, and my parents still live there. I'm a big family guy, so I live close to my family. I base a lot of my looks sometimes on going through photo albums and seeing what my dad would wear when he was younger and like my cousins would wear in high school with their Dodger caps and like their puffy jacket. It's just something that when I was little, I would kind of like look up to in a way. And then secretly kind of feel like I couldn't pull those looks off because deep inside I was still in the closet and like very afraid. So a lot of my inspiration kind of comes from that and kind of owning it now and being like, yes, you know, I'm a queer, openly gay man and I can rock the shit out of this, when back then I wouldn't think I would be able to. Fabian Guerrero, who's a photographer from Texas, I always credit him for making me get started with modeling. He was the first one that shot me in like a film camera with like a cowboy hat. But the second shoot that I worked with him, it's me holding a rooster. I'm not even wearing a lot. It's like shirtless, but I have leather pants. And then I'm holding a rooster and I have like gold chains on. And I was also wearing high heels. And it was in a rancho in like the Inland Empire. Y yo ahí caminando with like, you know, just looking all femme kind of in a way, but also butch at the same time. I just think it was so iconic. And those photographs are so like, they're just so classic. I was like oiled up. I remember I brought my oil. I make my own little like body glitter oil thing. Listen, Fenty, I love Rihanna, but I'm not going to spend $60 to look baby oiled up. Like I could just make it at home. My co-star was Jenny69, which at the time I wasn't that familiar with her, to be completely honest. She did say like, you should sell this.
A ver, ¿cuál es este?
The Fenty's.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and this is my potion.
I like that better.
My secret potion.
Wow. You know what? Honestly, I like this better.
I'm going to sell it.
You get some highlighter powder. I'm already giving my secret away. You get like loose highlighter powder, get vitamin E oil from the 99 cent store, and then you just pour the shimmer in there, shake it up, and you got a glow. A few months back, like I saw a photograph of my dad's dad, my grandpa, holding a rooster kind of in the same pose. And I was like, what? I mean, he was not shirtless, but it was just like the fact that he's holding a rooster, standing the same way I was. I had no idea that even existed. So to see it years later, I'm like, wait, that's so crazy. Growing up, I would go visit my family in Mexico all the time. Like in December, we would actually ride in my dad's huge van. And it was like a 2-day trip just to go visit my grandma and my cousins and stuff. I mean, like, it's the only memory, I think, my childhood memory that I can remember crystal clear, because it was every single year up until like we were 18. My parents are a little older than people my age. My dad is 78, and my mom is 75. So yeah, they had me when they were like 40 something. My family is from San Francisco de Rincón, Guanajuato, which for short, we call it San Pancho. My mom came first and like hustled here. And then my dad met her here. And then they got married, obviously, and then had my two sisters. And I'm the youngest one, so I'm the baby and the only boy in my family. Literally where I grew up in Huntington Park, it's all like my family. Like my tia lives across the street. My cousin Ruby lives 2 houses down. My cousin Alma lives 4 houses down. We own Walnut Street. Like Walnut Street is like Hernandez Parra Ponce. Like we just took over that street. And when I was little, my grandma basically raised me because both my mom and dad would work crazy hours. So my hita Margarita would like look after me and my sisters. And since I was the only boy, you know, when you speak Spanish, you kind of, or when you do baby talk, words kind of change the way they sound. So my grandma would be like, ay, viejo, viejo, viejo. And then that slowly turned into viejo, 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 viejo. And viejo, it's like, it's just my other name. And I kind of sometimes prefer it because it's not as common. That's kind of where it came by. And like growing up, I was always a clown, kind of. Like I was always being loud and funny. So my family, you would always hear like in my mom's, so I was like, ay, ese viejo, ay, ese viejo. And that's where my IG handle, I was like, oh, perfect. Like, I'll just do Eseveco because that's literally what I hear all the time. I've always been drawn to like modeling growing up. I mean, I would watch America's Next Top Model, to be honest, with my sisters. I would watch it and they would like teach the girls how to, like, don't lose the neck. It'd be so funny because I would like pretend they were talking to me. So I'd be sitting in the sofa and I'd be like, but then I would look over at my sister and she would be doing the same thing. But we've never even spoke about it. Like, it was just like an... Because I guess maybe I didn't want her to know that I was like, you know, trying to pose like the girls. When my mom would go to work, I'll go to her closet. She has like this blue robe and I would just wear it and I would always just like strut and pretend it was a dress. I feel like that to me, I felt so powerful when no one was looking and I was just like strutting my thing in that like gown that I would make that was literally a bathrobe. And to this day, I still grab it because it's like, it just makes me feel like a little kid again. And my mom even knows, ya agarro la bata, like when I go over and I go visit. It's just like comforting for some reason. I don't know what it is. I think just in general, just growing up, just looking at my cousins that were in similar age of me, and they were like straight, I always felt like kind of odd because I was a little different. That's where I kind of got like, you know, the ideas of like what masculine is, or like even just feeling like for sure I was different because, you know, I wasn't into the same things as them, which was like playing rough and playing sports. I was like, nah, I'm good. It's like, why am I not enjoying sports like all my cousins my age are? Or like even just being in a room with like a bunch of straight cousins, I was kind of always felt kind of odd. Like almost like playing pretend, even though I was so young, but I just felt weird, you know? It's just like a weird feeling. I feel like when I got older, I'm like, I can't really remember a lot of childhood memories. And I thought maybe it's because of trauma and because I was like performing and like, maybe I somehow like blocked a lot of things because I was so stressed and I was like putting on a performance that, you know, I don't know, as I got older, like that's one thing that really I'm like, damn, like I feel like growing up, like I wasn't really as expressive because I feel like in Latino households, like te enseñan a just like, you know, suck it up, deal with it, be quiet, like nothing's wrong, blah, blah, blah. So now that I'm older, I'm like when friends would ask me like, oh, what is your da-da-da like memory of this? And I'd be like, I'm going through a black hole right now. I don't know. That's a good question. You know, like what was Veco, 10-year-old Veco doing or whatever? Like, obviously I have memories, but I just feel like some people have more clear memories that I'm almost jealous that I can't go back there in a way. Something I wear all the time. I'm like my mom's robe. Just kidding. Oh my God. Definitely my brown cowboy boots. I went to an estate sale and I went with my two girlfriends and I told them, if you find a size 8.5 or 9 cowboy boot brown, they're mine. I just grabbed this box and I'm filling it up with a bunch of stuff. Like I'm just like, hey, boom, 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 whatever. And I go to this bedroom and in the closet, there are these in perfect condition cowboy boots. I grab them. They still have the ticket price. Original was like $75. And I tried them on and they fit like a glove. I go and check out and the guy's like, $15 for the whole box. I feel like I have a lot of photos with them on because whenever shoots are like, can you bring boots? I'm like, the brown ones. Just because it's almost like I spoke it into existence and like the world was like, here are the boots. My personal style, it's a mixture always of different silhouettes. Like I love a boxy shirt with like a pleated pant. And then it's also merging masculine pieces with also feminine pieces, because I think that's what I embody. My bio says on Instagram, like, Theo looks with Thea vibes. That just came out through friends that described me like, oh, you have Thea vibes, but you give this like mask, like butch look or butch face. And that's kind of what I like to kind of put forward with the way I dress. So I didn't start rocking a mustache, I'm going to say, until either late 2016 or early 2017. My dad definitely had a mustache for the majority of my childhood. Like he would have a mustache and I always kind of low-key wanted one. It just came in and I remember like liking the way it looked. I didn't know that it would become kind of like my signature look, to be honest. Like it was just something that to me, I liked it. And I was like, oh, like it's just a mustache. It's cool. My dad had one. Like I'm here for it. Although I will say, I don't like to feel like I'm getting a gig because of my mustache. To me, I truly, fully enjoy modeling. And there's been 2 instances where somebody canceled a shoot because I shaved my mustache. They had reached out to work with me and I was so excited, but I had shaved like the week prior and they got me a fake mustache to put on me. And I still have the photos and I'm like, that does not look like a real mustache at all. And that kind of made me feel weird because I was like, I'm more than just a mustache. I also don't like feeling like it's just like a fetish or something that someone's just hiring me because of that, because I want to make sure to like be able to be more than one look in a way. You know, I want to be able to like still look good without a mustache. My first runway show was for New York Fashion Week in 2019. And I still to this day, I'm like, I kind of wish my walk was better. Like I can, you know, I can say that to myself because I'm honest. Like I walked so fast, but I was so scared. It was my first show. It was my first time being in New York by myself. I didn't know like what to expect. Never gone to a fashion show at all. Never imagined I'd even walk a fashion show, you know, and I just felt not out of place, but just surreal that I just walked away too fast when the moment came. When I show up on set and I see what kind of clothes I'm wearing, I instantly think, okay, how can I, like, what pose will I do? Even before I even get in front of the camera, it's just, even when they're like doing my makeup or fitting me for the clothes, it's like, okay, this is like a long sleeve. Like, how can I accentuate that and like sell it? Because my job is just to sell the fantasy. Like whatever the photographer has in mind, like that's a good motto to me. It's like, you're able to sell the fantasy. Even to me when I don't feel the most confident in what they put me in, but they don't know that. And like, I don't gotta let them know, like, I mean, I may crack jokes just because that's how I am. Like, oh, la lonja or whatever, like little things like that, you know? But like, for the most part, it's like they say, fake it till you make it. Like no one knows that you're not the most confident in this moment. And there's times where I've had shoots or like castings where they make you like walk in front of other people. And it's like, girl, that's when you're like, you're either made for it or you're not. What I've come across and I'm like, oh, I wish this was a little different. Sometimes like the people that are like creative directing shoots, I'm talking like big, big, obviously big productions. Sometimes like the references that they'll bring because they're working with like POC, like they'll reference like the Hollywood version of Mexico or like the Hollywood version of like, you know, like a cholo. I worked like on a shoot and the stylist was like, oh, like this is the kind of reference that we're going for your looks. And it was like un sombrero, but it was like from Spain where they had the little like things dangling here on the rim. And I was like, first of all, that's not like, we would not wear that. Like maybe in a costume, but even then, at least I don't think so. It's just like, I feel like the references are off. And I'm like, obviously, because there's not enough sometimes POC people in these kind of positions to drive the creativity or like, you know, just actually get the references down for what they are and not like a Hollywood version of it. It almost makes it feel weird as the model to be like inauthentic in a way. And you know, because you know that this is way off and you're just like, okay, at the same time, this is a job. But I don't feel the most comfortable because I feel like we're missing the mark here. When are you able to like use your voice? I hope that like in the future that there is a little more representation behind the scenes. Like you're basically profiting off the culture and you're like making these shoots for the culture. But then it's like, what are you doing? What are you really doing for the culture? Or like brands that carry this like street style, like Chicano, like cholo look. But then your prices are outrageous. Like sweatpants for $300. Girl, no. People that look like that and wear that, like they're not gonna spend that money. At least I know I'm not. And my mom would be like, you're damn crazy if you're spending $300 on some sweatpants. I just did the show for Gypsy Sport and he casted like a bunch of models. Everybody was like totally different. Everybody looked beautiful. And I feel like because it was a whole bunch of people represented, like, everybody that was in attendance of the show had like a blast because I feel like everybody can see themselves in every model that was walking the show. Growing up, this is all I could imagine, you know, to do or would want to even try to do, but never saw myself represented, you know, never saw someone brown like in a beauty campaign or someone that looks like me being featured. And it was almost like it just happened organically. And I think that's the beauty of my journey. I do consider myself beautiful. Now I do. Growing up, I didn't feel like the most beautiful, but I think now I do. Maybe not like all the time, but I definitely do feel the most confident than I've ever been. And I feel like that's beautiful. I think beauty is confidence. I feel like sometimes people think just like beauty is like exterior, but I honestly feel like I feel the most beautiful when I'm confident, when I feel sure of myself. And now that I'm like in my 30s or, you know, the start of my 30s, I feel like finally it's good. Like life is good and I feel more sure of myself and I feel confident. And I think that's when you radiate beauty, when you are confident within yourself. You're the most powerful when you feel confident with yourself and you feel sure of yourself and no one can take that away from you. I feel like that's what beauty is.
This episode was produced by Monica Morales Garcia and edited by Alejandra Salazar. It was mixed by Julia Caruso. The Latino USA team includes Andrea Lopez Cruzado, Marta Martinez, Mike Sargent, Julieta Martinelli, Victoria Estrada, Patricia Zulbarán, Ginny Montalvo, Reinaldo Leaños Jr., and Julia Rocha, with help from Raúl Pérez. Our editorial director is Julio Ricardo Varela. Our supervising senior engineer is Stephanie LeBeau. Our associate engineers are Gabriela Baez and JJ Carubin. Our digital editor is Luis Luna. Our fellows are Elisa Baena and Andrew Viñales. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. If you like the music you heard on this episode, stop by latinousa.org and check out our weekly Spotify playlist. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again on our next episode. And in the meantime, I'll see you on all of our social media. Ahí los veo. Hasta la próxima. Chao.
Latino USA is made possible in part by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. The Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide. And the Heising Simons Foundation, unlocking knowledge, opportunity, and possibilities. More at hsfoundation.org.
Like when you go work out in the morning, people that are at the gym in the morning are there to work out and get with their day. The times that I have gone after hours, like 6, 7 p.m., gente nomás va y nomás para hablar.
Support for Latino USA comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/latino. That's odoo.com/latino. Odoo, modern management made simple.
From PRX.